Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can call in about anything, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, Guard, you had a conversation with some relatives. We will explain how that apparently got a little hot and heavy. Plus, Mark, you have something we mentioned the other night, never got to. Cameras being the new gun. We'll talk a little bit more about that if we get a chance. But, of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. To start things out this hour, for those of you just tuning in, we spent a good amount of the first hour talking about Glenn Jacobs and his recent article over at lewrockwell.com called Property Rights, Liberty, and Immigration. And we got through a good chunk of it, the majority of it, I would say. And it's very well written. Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane, wrestler at the Wrestling Education Foundation. WWE. World Wrestling Entertainment, right. I think is what that stands for. Anyway, yeah, he could just spend a little extra time and pull Glenn aside, ask him about economics, and it'll be education later. He is a brilliant man, and we've had him on this program before in the past. I'm sure we will again in the future. He also joins you occasionally on the Liberty Conspiracy at libertyconspiracy.com. And that's Gardner's show. But he's talking about how he points out, first of all, how really nobody in this country owns property. The government owns everything, and the evidence is all over the place to prove it. And you can put it to the test simply by not paying property taxes and just waiting and seeing what happens. And so he points that out, and he talks about the so-called crime of immigration, and he's discussing how it is not a real crime because, well, there's no victim. And, of course, we pointed out that some people might say, well, I lost my job. But does that mean that you were also similarly victimized by a young person who came in and took the same job, who was born in the same plot of land as you? Is it the same level of victimization, or is it somehow more victimization because somebody came from a different plot of land?
Or that this country can't handle, the increased population. I believe the population is decreasing in this country. And it's only immigration that's keeping it, keeping our heads above water. Mm. However, immigration and a growing population is actually good for the economy. But the claim is that we've got all we can handle. This is it. Things are as crowded as they could possibly be here in America,
right,
and we just can't handle anything else.
Someone decided that.
So what if I have five kids? Am I a bad American? I mean, it's crazy. Mm. It's weird.
So we'll continue with what Glenn has to say here. He's going to get into the next point about the immigration zealots, the anti-immigration zealots who are demanding that something be done. He says the demanding the government do something about illegal immigration will result in bigger, more intrusive government and less freedom for all of us. Already, efforts ostensibly aimed at illegal immigration undermine the ability of Americans to travel freely in our own country. In the Southwest, the Border Patrol has built permanent checkpoints well inside the United States, and I believe there are some in the northern portions, by the way, located along major travel routes like I-35. All travelers must exit the freeway and be processed by ICE agents, including questioning and possible searches. And we've seen the videos of these things happening, and they are intimidating. These goons are—they're not just looking for so-called immigrants; they're also searching for drugs, and they're using every excuse they can to harass people. And likely more than likely, younger people and poor people, people they know they can pick on that won't go out and hire lawyers and actually defend themselves, that kind of thing. So he points out that. Since federal agents operating in this geographic area are not constrained by the probable cause standard of the Fourth Amendment, there's no protection against arbitrary searches and seizures, even for American citizens. This fact has prompted the ACLU to declare the areas within 100 miles of America's borders, as constitution-free zones. We'll continue what Glenn has to say here in a moment. Wayne is on the line, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, how we doing tonight, guys?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you got to talk about, some of the illegal immigrants were a victimless type crime. I got to disagree with you about that one.
Okay. Who's the victim?
Coming up on 5 years ago, I was rear-ended by an illegal Mexican, drunk, no driver's license, and no insurance.
Dennis.
I and my insurance company had to pay hospital bills, pay out vehicles, lost time from work, all that kind of thing, So there are circumstances. The job deal, they're coming over here to try to better themselves, and I can appreciate that.
But
there's a system in place that they need to do it right.
But did his crossing the border cause the harm to your car, or was it his bad driving? The actual, what we're trying to look at is a government policy claiming that actually crossing the border is a crime that is doing something bad to you. His actions in the car, he could have been a legal immigrant and not had insurance.
He could have been anybody.
Right. So it's really, you see what I mean? And
well, the reason he didn't have insurance could be brought back to the fact that
if he'd have been legal and doing things the way that he should have been, just like you do and I do, properly registered and insured vehicle.
Well, maybe not. You don't know. See, this is my point, though. You see, the assumption, and you know, it's no hard feelings on you, I think. Yeah. But I think if we can focus a little more closely on our argument, I think our argument still stands. The actual act of coming over the border and moving into the United States is not what is bringing direct harm to you. It's his actions afterwards, and there are all sorts of circumstances where he could have been a legal citizen and still not had insurance.
But I'd like to point out that it's difficult to get insurance without a driver's license, and you can't get a driver's license if you're not legal. So it's actually the government that's disincentivizing this guy from acting in the way that he should. You can't get the insurance. You can't do any of this stuff because, well, you're not supposed to be here.
Actually, if you go to the state of North Carolina, if you show them a Social Security number, you can get a driver's license.
But I don't have a Mexican Social Security number, so if I were over there illegally, then I couldn't, you know, show them whatever their version of a Social Security number is, unless I went to one of their flea markets and got one of their fake numbers.
So that's very possible.
So Wayne, you would agree then that the actual act of coming here is not a crime with a victim.
He didn't do it properly to become established and be able to take care of everything that he was doing.
But you understand how difficult that is, right?
Oh, yeah, I do understand that. You know, I had a friend who was, he was from Argentina, and he just absolutely couldn't stand people here illegally because he was doing it right, jumping through all the
Why is it right? See, this is this is a presumption that people continually make about the government's process. Why is it right to obey arbitrary demands of bureaucrats?
That's the laws of our country. That's the way we were established.
You didn't answer my question. Why is it right to obey the arbitrary demands of bureaucrats?
Well, what is it like?
Why is it right? You said do it the right way. You kept using the term do it the right way. So why is it right to obey strangers who I don't even know?
That's the way our country was established.
Answer my question.
Let me use another example from
the Constitution and states' law and things like that. There's a certain set of rules and regulations that you need to abide by.
Well, let's use an example from history. Let's say there's a possibility exists that these illegal immigration laws that they have are, let's say that they're antithetical to the idea of human rights. It's possible, right? Let's look back in history and look at something else that was antithetical to human rights, slavery. At one point, it was illegal to help somebody who was escaping from slavery, but it was the right thing to do, right?
Yep, I agree.
So in this case, it could be the right thing to do is to come to this country and act like you're a free person and try to better your life and your family and all that other stuff. And going through all their rigmarole is actually the wrong thing to do. It could be.
Well, slavery was legal back at that time, and they changed it.
Right.
So until they change it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you wouldn't be arguing that.
But didn't you just say it was right to help the slaves escape from their situation?
Yep. Yeah.
But wait a minute, it was illegal to help them.
Yes, it was. It was illegal, and if you were caught doing it, then you paid the penalty for it.
Okay,
that was the risk that they took, and that's the risk that these people are taking coming over illegally.
But you believe that it's wrong for people to come here and break their arbitrary laws that they've made today, but you believe it was right for them to break the arbitrary laws 100 or so years ago.
Yep, but the change was made. If they want to change the
At that time, what do you think your answer would have been? Had we been talking on a radio show, if such a thing existed, had we been talking in a public forum of some sort back in the 1800s while chattel slavery existed, and we asked you that same question, do you think that you would have said it was right at that time to assist in the escape of slaves?
Yeah, I'm very sure I would have, yes.
I don't think you would have, because right now...
Well, I don't know what... You can't say what the guy would say
You're
or not
saying
say,
right now that it's...
There's some really interesting parallels there to think about.
I want to talk to you more if you've got the time, Wayne. Can you hang on?
I'm scared, so I might have to jump off here in a minute.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for the discussion. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Why is it right to obey the arbitrary demands of strangers? That's what we're talking about here. I don't know who the ICE people are. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is FreeTalkLive.com. And those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com And you can see it for yourself. If you're a lady listener, you can get involved over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, government is a wonderful thing. But you should already know that, unless you weren't paying attention in the 12 years or 13 years, in some cases, of government school that the government made you attend, that the government controlled, and that the government forced your parents to pay for by regularly threatening to steal their home. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. And by the way, we've been doing some School Sucks Project outreach here in public at out front of the middle school and the high school recently, and it has stirred a bit of controversy.
Really?
In the Keene, New Hampshire area. We had a newspaper article written over the weekend about the so-called protest at the middle school. Of course, everything that the activists do is considered a protest by the mainstream media here, even though we specifically called this an outreach event because we're reaching out to these young people and exposing them to ideas that clearly some people consider very dangerous, and they don't like that very much. So we're going back to the middle school tomorrow to do another round.
How striking it is that you, as sovereign individuals who just want to get information out, might be seen as propagandizing and threatening the minds of children.
Oh, it is propaganda, I mean, clearly.
Oh, certainly, absolutely. But in the eyes of many people in the town, it's perfectly acceptable for the children to be locked into a building for 7 hours a day.
And propagandized.
Propagandized by another group of people. But you, no, bad, bad.
So we just finished talking with Wayne a few moments ago, and I wish he could have stuck around. He had something to go and do, but it was, I think, an interesting conversation because we'd gotten into the issue. We've been talking about immigration, and we asked him if he could talk about where the harm is, where's the crime, and he brought up that he was rear-ended by somebody who was supposedly an illegal immigrant. And, of course, that doesn't have anything to do with the action of crossing an imaginary line in the sand, the action of immigrating. That doesn't have anything to do with that being a victim or that there being an actual crime there. That's
right.
The crime of somebody being irresponsible and drinking and driving and doing some damage.
And, of course, we tie into it all of these other state requirements and things like that regarding driving and insurance and things like that, where if you had a private system, those would be addressed by the willing participants going into the road system and those who were running the roadways. So in this case, what he does is he ties in the fact that he got rear-ended by someone who did not attach to all these other state requirements because he was illegal to the idea of it must be bad to have illegal immigrants cross the border, which it is not bad to have illegal immigrants cross the border. It's not bad to have anybody cross any border.
What's bad is to have the idea of a coercive government out there creating arbitrary rules for people to live by and enforcing them by the threat of violence. And that's why I asked him, because he kept using this kind of cliche, this phrase that, well, if you just do it the right way. I knew someone from Argentina who did it the right way, and he doesn't like those illegals because he did it the right way, and they aren't doing it the right way. And that's another way of saying that, well, I know somebody who's from Argentina who jumped through all the arbitrary hoops, paid all the fines, waited all the time, and was abused by the system, and he's upset because all the other people that have come here, that you know, these so-called illegals, didn't jump through all those hoops, and they didn't wait, and they didn't pay the thousands of dollars to the arbitrary and bow to the whims of these arbitrary bureaucrats. And that makes me upset because I feel like a sucker. Because, or the Argentinian guy, he feels like a sucker because he was duped into following bureaucrat's trap of obedience and cash extraction from you, and these other folks didn't. Really, that's all it is. It's just pure jealousy is really all it is.
It's kind of like a fraternity, you know, how they give people wax on the fanny and make them do all kinds of crazy things in order to get into the fraternity.
You can't get in here without getting your butt whipped.
You can't come in here without being treated really terrible.
Well, we got to deep pants you in front of the whole school and then, spray some whipped cream on your face or some sort of crazy nonsense. So that's really what it all boils down to. And then the idea, of course, has been placed firmly into people's minds that it is right to do what is legal. It is right to jump through the hoops. Whether we're talking about, getting your car registered, or we're talking about crossing an imaginary line in the sand, or we're talking about paying federal taxes, right to do these things.
The so-called war on drugs, the laws against prostitution, the point is that they don't make the very important distinction between that which is not violent, not coercive, and that which is illegal. And these are very important distinctions.
These are not the same concepts. What is illegal is not necessarily right or wrong.
Sometimes what's illegal is actually wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea of turning in escaped slaves. Well, that's wrong. The idea of turning in your Japanese neighbors so that they can go get incarcerated out in the desert in 1942 or whatever it is. I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Great example.
The idea of turning in your Jewish neighbors so they can go get gassed.
Yeah, great example. World War II, Jewish refugees coming to the United States, they get turned away. Not legal for them to come over here. Government wouldn't allow it now.
They got turned away, went back to Germany, and nearly all of
those
them
Jews needed
executed.
To do what was right, and they needed to jump through the hoops, and they needed to fill out the paperwork before they could come and escape from Hitler.
Right.
What?
And you know, they probably could have filled out their paperwork really well from inside a concentration camp.
Yeah. So, it's just nonsense.
And then they give political asylum to particular countries. You know, some countries you could just come here. If you can get here, you can stay. Like Cuba. Except they have the Coast Guard out there. They have all kinds of boats the 90 miles between Key West and Cuba, and making it impossible for anybody from Cuba to get over here.
Yeah.
If you can put your foot down on the
it's
beach,
a big game.
You can stay, but we're going to make it so you can't.
Touchdown.
Wait, hey, how many of these people, and I'm going to jump to a conclusion and say that Wayne was a conservative calling. How many of the conservative anti-immigration zealots?
And Wayne was definitely not that. I mean, he seemed
somewhat reasonable.
He was reasonable.
Yeah, talk to him.
True.
I'm just asking, how many of the zealots, the anti-immigration zealots out there, will be saying the same, well, you got to do what's right, phraseology, when it comes time to disobey the health care thing? I mean, some of them are
so
talking.
Right.
Some of them have talked about disobedience of the health care thing. Now, I don't know if they're actually going to follow through with their disobedience, because talk is cheap and action actually requires some level of gumption and risk. But presuming that a portion of these conservatives actually go through with not cooperating with the healthcare requirements or the income tax, I guess it's the IRS going to be enforcing it, so not filling out that part of it or just it altogether rejecting the income tax in protest. How many of them will be talking about, you didn't do what was right there, Rush Limbaugh, or whatever. You need to be obeying. Well, I mean, sure, it was Obama that helped pass the law, and the Democrats got it through, but it's the law, so it is what's right. I mean, even though you disagree with it, it's what's right, clearly, because the law, anything that the bureaucrats write down on a piece of paper is automatically right, because, well, we elected them, and that must mean that it's right. I mean, it's crazy. Where does the idea come from that what they do, whatever it is that they do, is right?
Right.
And of course, they always have the convenient excuse of saying, well, I never would have supported slavery because you weren't around back then. I might have supported slavery. It was very common to support slavery back then. I mean, I would like to think I wouldn't, but I wasn't around then. How can I comment? More coming up.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. We've got listening options there, live streams, both the broadband and the dial-up version. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. Also, on our listen lines, which allow you to dial in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in. Plus, our webcam is available at cam.freetalklive.com. To get all the listening options, just go to listen.freetalklive.com.
If you want to lose weight, there's really one of three ways to go about it. You can exercise more, you can eat less, meaning like a diet, or you can take a vitamin supplement. But I haven't been able to take, weight loss supplement. And many of them work, but what I found is that they almost all have stimulants in them that make you jittery and crazy and weird. And I found one. It's Lumathin Plus. It's the ingredients in it are called Caroluma, and you don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. You don't have to exercise, you know, go to the gym in order to make it work, or you don't have to. Not that you can't go to the gym. You don't have to change your diet, attempt to change your diet, because you'll just eat less because it's an appetite suppressant. It's LumathinPlus.com. Go check it out. It's worked for me, and I think it can work for you too.
All right, so I'm going to continue here. Glenn Jacobs has written a piece for LouRockwell.com that I think is excellent. He's a brilliant guy, also a World Wrestling Entertainment superstar. You might know him as Kane. And he's got a few things to say that I think are pretty important about immigration. He's talking about property rights and how nobody really actually owns property, and there's plenty of proof out there about that. And, you know, try not paying property taxes and see what happens. See how much you own your property then. So clearly the government people are acting as though they own all of us. And he also discusses how that sort of complicates the issue of immigration, and was asking specifically if it's a crime, if immigration is a crime, then where's the victim? And, of course, no one has been able to explain where the victim is because, well, it's not a crime in that there is no victim. And so let me just continue with what Glenn has to say. He says to believe he starts talking about the crackdown that people are demanding, that they're calling for, these so-called freedom-loving Americans calling for a police state in order to stop so-called illegal immigration. And he's talking about the Constitution free zones, 100 miles within America's borders, where they can set up these border checkpoints and just harass any old buddy that they want to that's passing through. He says, in addition, some of the airports in the southern portion of the country in Laredo, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, travelers are subject not only to the indignities of TSA searches, but also questioning by ICE agents about their citizenship. To believe that a government program targeting a specific group of people will not affect everyone in general is naive and contrary to history. If nothing else, the government faces the problem of determining if an individual belongs to the target group. No one, not even a government agent, has the magical ability to determine one's nationality simply by looking at him. For example, during the 1950s, an aunt of mine, a third-generation American, was denied service at a restaurant in New Mexico because she was dark-complected, and despite her French and German ancestry, it was assumed that she was a Mexican. If someone has dark skin and Hispanic features, are we automatically to assume that he is a so-called illegal alien? Likewise, what about light-skinned folks who may be here illegally? Will they simply fall through the cracks? For these reasons, the government will demand to know the legal status of everyone. In other words, it won't be up to the government to prove that one is here illegally. It'll be up to you to prove otherwise. So, sort of like in the same way, if you get caught with a bunch of cash, it's not their responsibility to prove that the cash was gained through illicit methods. It's your responsibility to show, or actually in some cases the court actually charged the cash with the crime. I'm not sure how the cash can show anything, but it generally is your responsibility to show, no, here's all my pay stubs, this is my life savings, it's not in point of fact anything that was taken from a drug sale. So this is common now, and of course that will be their excuse. Well, we've been doing this the whole time, the war on drugs, so now you just have to prove to us that you're a legal immigrant or that you're a legal citizen. Yeah. You can prove that, right?
Yeah. There's already the precedent, so what are you complaining about?
So they're going to demand the ID or the status of everybody. In other words, it will be not up to the government. It'll be up to you. That's why Senators Chuck Schumer and Lindsey Graham are proposing a biometric national ID card for all Americans. You see, the government...
They've been pushing this real ID, this national ID card for years, and they're going to get it through, and they're going to get it through on this illegal immigrant issue.
Because now they've got the enemy.
People's frustration with, honestly, the immigration system as it exists today. The biggest problem with immigration in this country is the government, not the immigrants, because the government gives out all kinds of free crap to people that come here. Actually, people that are here, people that lazeabouts, people that don't do anything, whether they're from here or not. The government gives them free crap, and people are rightly frustrated about it.
Hey, can I just mention a couple things, too? And we mentioned a couple of these off the air. There are two levels, I think, that need to be addressed when we're talking about this immigration thing and the idea of the law is right and we shouldn't challenge the law. For those people who are unwilling to address the concept of bad law should be challenged, maybe we could address the mythology that the law that is out there now is constitutional. And this is just a quick point. This police state that is being created,
mm-hmm.
for those people who are conservatives, and I mentioned this to my relatives today, the very same thing that Glenn has in this piece. This is exactly where the conservatives have been warning us we should not be going. Don't take the mark of the beast, a national ID card. And yet, what do you have?
Who's calling for it?
Yeah, you have people like Michael Savage and people like Sean Hannity and all these other people that the supposed, you know, Christian right wing listens to. And my mom was a born-again Christian. She said, you know, don't take the mark of the beast. It's a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Don't get a national ID. What are they doing? They're praising the idea of a biometric national ID. And what
is it? Not the mark of the beast if the government's trying to keep out the illegals from Jesus' homeland.
Is the thing. Now, so what we need to do is
you know, Jesus came over here, Mark.
Yeah. And what we need
Somebody
to do...
Jesus gave the Constitution to George Washington.
What we need to do is you know, heartfully implore these people to step back for a second and say, okay, look, if we can't convince you that open borders is economically good, if we can't convince you that the libertarian idea of challenging bad law is beneficial, then at least we can ask you this. Do you want to create the very thing that you warned us against by having the government invade all businesses, fining them if they are employing the wrong people because they don't have the right ID card, screwing up families' lives because they can't get their paychecks because their ID's missing? And if we can't convince you on moral and ethical grounds, let's ask you this.
please tell me where in the Constitution, as I've mentioned with you guys here before, and I mentioned all the time at Liberty Conspiracy, where the power is granted, you pro-constitutionalist folks out there, please cite for me the power granted to Congress to control immigration.
General welfare clause.
Exactly. It is not there. It's not.
The general welfare clause.
It's totally bogus.
This is for my welfare. We got to stop these immigrants from coming here, and I'm going to take that card, that national ID.
And isn't it funny? Because here are supposedly strict constructionist constitutionalists who would deride anyone who used that general welfare argument. And yet they'll say,
what else do they have,
say, well, there's this, there's that. And then finally they'll say, but you see, and by the way, folks, you can look it up. The only place where immigration is mentioned has to do with slaves, and it's in the original 13 states, and it has to do with 1808 and had to do with whether or not slaves could come into the
migration,
original 13
states. Migration.
And it's migration. Thank you very much. I've got it all in my book, too. But right. The thing about it is that all the other states, it was supposed to be slave state, free state, slave state, free state with the Great Compromise, right? Okay. Why would they do that? If in the Constitution, Congress could just say, well, you know, we're not going to allow slaves to come into this state. It's because Congress only could control it in the original 13 states. It only went up to 1808. And if you look at other things historically, great examples, please listen, everybody. If you look at the state of Texas, when it entered the Union, it actually didn't get its state constitution done until after it entered the Union. They had a Bureau of Immigration in their constitution in the 1860s. Why would they do that if it were a federal purview? Because it wasn't. It was not until 1875 when the Supreme Court made a bad decision and shifted it over to Congress. So for those people who argue that we've got to have the federal government getting involved, well, guess what? If you are one of these strict constructionists, it's not supposed to get involved. It's a state issue. And please don't tell me that we're not a nation unless we have our sovereign borders protected. Well, guess what? The founding fathers saw it differently.
Let's continue here, 800-259-9231, because they didn't have any protections.
Not on immigration.
So they must not have had a nation, then, by that definition. More on the way here. Your calls as well. A little more from Glenn Jacobs coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping over at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to buy in all kinds of different categories, dozens of categories, used items even, if you want to go that direction. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done.
How soon do you want to start teaching the ideas of liberty to that child that's special to you? I figured I couldn't start soon enough with my son Jack. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to him all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on any page will make it one of any child's favorites. And it really is one of his favorites. He drags it around, brings it to me, and now he calls it Libby, because he really can't say An Island Called Liberty. So he calls it Libby, Libby. And is all you have to do to get yours is go to freemarketunderdog.com. You can see some samples there and order today. It's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. You should buy them for all your friends' kids, too.
All right, so the number here again, 800-259-9231. A few more thoughts here from Glenn Jacobs about the crackdown on the so-called illegal immigrants, which is actually, in point of fact, going to be a crackdown on everybody's freedom. And how it is that people don't realize the significance of this, I don't get it. They're so blinded by their hatred for these people that they've been programmed to hate because, well, the government loves to have enemies for people to hate because, well, if people are busy hating the communists or they're busy hating the terrorists or they're busy hating the immigrants, then they can't be busy being upset about what the government is doing. Mm. So it's always very important for the government to have a national enemy. Whether it be the Japs or, again, the communists, whoever. There's got to be a national enemy because, well, then otherwise people might figure out that their enemy really is the government, that the people calling themselves government are the real enemies. And I'm not suggesting that they need to be dealt with in some sort of violent manner. I'm just saying that that if people were able to realize these things about the coercive monopoly that is the government, maybe they'd start coming up with some ideas to actually do something about it rather than continually begging it for favors and begging it to try to sculpt the world in the way they think is appropriate. And really that's what it comes down to, is people's desire to control others, people's desire to impose their belief system by the threat of violence, using the government to tell others what to do, how to behave, what not to do. Anyway, he points out that apparently there's now a proposal on the table in Washington, D.C. to for a biometric national ID card for all Americans. So we heard about Real ID. That was proposed years ago, but that was during the terrorism scare, and I guess Americans weren't scared enough of terrorists to embrace that. But maybe they'll embrace this one since they're so afraid of immigrants now. Anyway, you can see, as Glenn Jacobs points out at LouRockwell.com, the government has a compelling need to know who you are, to put your information into another database, and to determine if you're eligible to work here. De facto work permits for Americans in America? Nice. I'm sure it would never cross the mind of any politician to turn off the work permits of his political enemies. The answer to the immigration debate is the same as it is to all other issues. More freedom, not more government. Instead of asking the government to crack down on immigration, we should recognize that it is government programs and interventions that are the problem and demand that government cease these activities. Unfortunately, while recognizing the problems that government causes in so many other areas, many folks, especially conservatives, apply a double standard when it comes to immigration. For example, while conservatives rightly blasted Obamacare for pointing out that it will result, or pointing out rather, that it will result in the nationalization of the healthcare system, these same people lament how immigrants are destroying our hospitals. They're not our hospitals. They are, or at least should be, private businesses, which should be able to exclude anyone from receiving their services, but are restricted from doing so by government edict. Likewise, we hear that immigrants are overwhelming the public education system, yet conservative icon Ronald Reagan advocated disbanding the Department of Education and, at a federal level anyway, getting the government out of the education business. But who in their so-called small government movement, these Tea Partiers, who is proposing that?
Right.
Ron Reagan certainly didn't do anything about that. And who's proposing it today? Nobody. Nobody is doing it. It's just, they're taking our welfare. They're taking. Well, why don't you talk about ending welfare? When you ask him that question, frequently the answer will be, well, we can't.
You can't stop that. Welfare is too thoroughly entrenched. Yeah. You can't stop it. But they understand that the state works in a progressively larger fashion, so they can grow the state to be more violent, more intrusive, more expensive by growing the apparatus that enforces the immigration laws. Like, these small government people understand that it's easy to grow the government, so they're willing to do it in that area.
Yeah, well,
they're not going to concentrate on shrinking the government like they talk about. They're going to concentrate on growing it in the area that they know that they can grow.
It's really an admission. It's a tacit admission that their whole small government. The terms that they use, the cliches that they throw about, are really nothing more than that because they don't actually believe they can achieve it. They don't believe that they can achieve small government because otherwise they'd be out there advocating for it, and they're not.
That's an excellent point.
Right. So anyway, he points out that it's the government that is creating a lot of these problems. When you empower the government to do something, the government often ends up using these powers in ways you don't foresee or intend. I hear a little Harry Brown in that statement. And it may end up using these powers against you. In the preface to her novel Anthem, Ayn Rand lambasted socialists for not recognizing or taking responsibility for the consequences of the policies they advocated. They accept, she said, when they find themselves in a world of bloody ruins and concentration camps to escape the moral responsibility by wailing, "But I didn't mean this!" As the United States continues its war on immigration, the government is building the infrastructure for a police state. Internal checkpoints, national ID cards, work permits. When we wake up in that police state, will the anti-immigration crowd be crying, "But I didn't mean this!"
Well, I think that partially what the populist movement here is that whether they mean to or not, is that they understand that they're essing in their bed in this situation. Look, I really don't care what happens to the United States of America in 50 years. If it goes to heck, I'm leaving. And that's what most of them say to themselves. Look, I just want to make as much money as possible here, and I can do that by, constricting the labor market and therefore driving up the prices of labor, mine included. And if it destroys the nation, turns it into a police state, fine. Me and mine will move to Bolivia or wherever the free place is. Oh, it is.
Assuming they'll let you leave.
It's a disgusting, evil thing to say. I don't care what happens to other people and their children, just what happens to me and mine. It's disgusting.
It's very common, though.
But this is what happens when you get government policies in there. And, you know, we mentioned this about terrorism. Supposedly, the government represents all the people, and it pits us against each other. And you say, you know what? If you're gonna crap in your your bed. That's my bed, too, that you're crapping in. And I'm going to get out of here because it's going to start stinking. I'm leaving. And goodbye, good riddance, and enjoy trying to deal with what you're going to deal with. There's an interesting thought that occurred to me, and I mentioned it once in a podcast a while back, where I said, if you believe you live in the land of the free, right? You know, the home of the brave, land of the free, right? Well, are you free if you have to ask permission
Mm-mm.
to leave?
Mm-mm.
If you actually have to go up to someone, you're going to get aboard a plane, right? Now, there are some ways you can get out. You could drive. You could take a boat or something like that. You can still get out. But as far as government policy goes, and as far as many functional ways to get out of the country are concerned, are you a prisoner or are you not? Because if
Seems
you
clear to me.
Yes, if you need to ask someone else's permission to leave,
you exist at their preference.
Exactly. If they won't give you a passport, if they won't give you your visa or whatever, exactly, then you are guarded. And it is up to them whether or not you are going to go. And so, therefore, you can't consider yourself free.
Just like a big plantation.
Yeah, it's just like Stefan Molyneux said.
You know,
yeah.
The irony, of course, Mark, about what you were talking about with the so-called conservative or the so-called freedom-oriented conservatives that are talking about how they're going to leave if things get so bad. They're going to milk the country for what it's worth mm-hmm. and then take off.
Well, I don't think they think that. They're saying that. I'm just saying that that's what the incentivization is here in this sort of populist democratic society that's created.
The delicious irony of that is if someone were to believe that and do that, then they would get to feel what it's like to be an immigrant.
That's
as in they'd have to be immigrating into another plantation.
That's right.
You'd probably immigrate to a better plantation, right?
Well, you know, and you always hear these arguments of, like, when I was speaking with my aunt and uncle today, and during the break, everybody, I told Ian and Mark, I'm like, oh, geez, I check my email. I'm getting more emails from them about immigration. And
yeah.
And then they're like, well, you know, the United States is still the best country. It's still the best country and so on. And they tell themselves this as all around them. They can see, and they're like, well, Barack Obama is really bringing it down. It's like, do you understand that George Bush was Obama part one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and before that was Bill Clinton, and he was terrible. I mean,
you want to tell us more about your conversation with the
folks? Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Gardner's talk with his family here in a moment, 800-259-9231, and your calls are welcome about whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.